This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you peruse descriptions of a particular plant's needs, they almost all say prefers well-drained soil. What is that? It's well-structured soil. That is, soil that contains enough pores, the gaps between soil particles, to allow air and water to flow freely. Ideally, the sand, silt, and clay particles are arranged so they occupy only half of the space, leaving the other half as pore space. A 50-50 split is primo. Now, most of us don't have that in our yards. Like, I don't think anybody does. Our soils are more clay or more sand or compacted. One of the reasons we add compost is to fluff up the soil, which is the same thing as trying to get to that 50-50 split. One effective way to combat poor soil is to build raised beds and use a good soil. I suggest checking out creekside soils. An easy way to gauge the drainage of your soil is to dig a square hole about a foot deep and wide. Fill it with water and allow it to drain completely. Immediately refill the hole with water and place a ruler in it to measure the water's depth. After 15 minutes, measure how much the water has fallen. Multiply this by 4 to calculate how much the water will drain in 1 hour. There will be a test on this. Oh, I'm kidding. I'll have this on gardenbite.com. An hourly drop of less than an inch indicates poor drainage. In well-drained soil, the drop in water level will be 1 to 6 inches per hour. Soils that drain more than 6 inches per hour are considered dry. Check out gardenbite.com for all the dish on the dirt. Also, check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and Garden Bites on Twitter, too. Email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.